Welcome
to the jungle.
To the jungle. 12:40 a.m. WSBC. Welcome back to another week of the Hooli's Hooli Radio Hour. My name is Patty Houlihan. I'll be your host all hour. The show is presented to you by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois. Joining me as always is twin brother Billy to my left. Hello, Bill. Welcome back.
Hello, guys.
And to the left of him, the greatest person in the world, Clayton O'Brien. Hi, Clay.
Hi.
Bill, we missed you last week, man. You were sick and couldn't make it in. And
Not fun.
That's a rarity. I don't think that was might have been the first absence you've ever had here
it's
on the program
the first
in 4 years.
I've ever been like
deathly ill.
Yeah, I haven't been hit like this in a long time.
I mean,
I still feel it in my voice.
Do not get me sick.
No.
Yeah, Clay, you had a similar thing last week. Your kids were throwing up, and then you ended up in the hospital again with your children.
Yeah,
becoming a regular. Horrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, I mean, Bill, explain your sickness first, and then I will go into my
Let's get into sick talk.
Just like any other family, I came home from work. Mary's son, Maddox, was on the couch, and she's like, Maddox is sick. I'm like, oh, okay. So I'm like, well, then I'll just hang out in the bedroom and watch TV tonight. I don't want to get sick. Sure enough.
Oh, you got like quarantined.
2 days later, I got whacked with it.
2 days later?
Dang.
I got whacked.
And it was bad. Like, I got home from work. Like, I felt all of a sudden I got into my car in, like, the later afternoon. And I was like, gosh, I feel like the chills went through my body and my teeth were chattering. And I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah.
This is it.
I'm dying.
And by the time I got home, I was, like, burning up. Like, I jumped into the bed, just put covers over me. And, you know, I told Mary, I'm like, that's it. I'm done for the night.
Did you get a flu shot this year?
I did not.
There you go, buddy.
And then the games began.
Yeah, but I heard that this certain influenza that was out there, like even if you gotten a flu shot, it was still gonna get you.
Yeah,
it got a ton of people. Like, I think I saw something in the newspaper that was like over 100 kids out at one school.
200.
Wow.
And the school only has 800.
Guys, that's every week. There's 200 kids out. Okay. Everywhere there's 200 kids outside.
But that's rough, man.
This was a rough time to get it too.
Yeah,
because this is the time of the year where I like
the
season.
It's the season. It's the St. Patrick's Day season for this Irish
influenza
program.
Influenza is dipping into Billy's pocket.
Right.
So
actually, it saved me some money. But
yeah, you lose a few pounds, saved you some money. You're right.
Yeah.
Have some saltines.
I'll be ready to rock and roll for next weekend.
Yeah. I can still hear it in you.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. You said something. You said 2 days later, I was done. For some odd reason, it brought back a memory to me.
Really?
When we first started shooting our film Tapioca, right?
Right.
On the first day of shooting,
yes.
This is, what, 2006 or 7? It was a ten, this is more than 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I'm waiting in the car, Clay, outside of Northern Trust Bank downtown, and we were making a movie about the homeless, obviously, right?
Yeah.
A satirical comedy about the homeless. But an actual homeless guy walked past the window of my car.
Yeah.
And all I heard him say was, 2 days later, he was dead. And it has stuck in my brain for 12 years. Anytime anybody says 2 days later, I always go, 2 days later, he was dead.
Wow.
And does that ever happen to you where you just get something like that? Like,
where you hear something on the street?
I've wondered, like, who is he? Who was the guy who died? You know, like, and why was that guy just like? Did the guy poison someone? You know,
anyway. I don't know.
Okay,
sorry, listeners, but
you should put some time into this investigation.
It's the beginning of like Memento Part Two. You know, 2 days later he would be dead.
So let me tell you what happened to me last week. Patty and I just went ahead and did the show without you,
right?
And it was terrific.
It was a good show. Warlock Tech. We talked about witches and witch schools and
seventh grade dressing techniques.
Right, Russian sales techniques again.
Yeah. Rock stars reading the Bible.
So towards the end of recording on Wednesday night, I get a call from my wife. She's like, "You got to take Brendan to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
His flu is really bad." So I leave here. I go straight home. Go to the hospital. I leave the hospital on Friday afternoon.
You were there for 2 days. Sitting there on your phone.
2 nights.
Worrying about your kid, hoping everything was going
to
be all right.
Everything was, it was mainly like a precautionary. Mm-hmm. You know, he just has to maintain fluids and all that stuff.
Right.
So It was fine, but it was an unexpected, you know.
Yeah, frightening.
Jolt.
And hospitals are awful. They just have to sit in.
Then my second kid, Brody, gets it. He's thrown up on the couch.
Yep.
There's throw up everywhere. Then the baby gets it. She's thrown up, pooping.
Oh.
Then my wife gets it. I got a tiny touch of it, but nothing too drastic.
God bless you. Cause...
But it went through my house like a tornado.
Yeah. I haven't gotten it yet. Thank God. You know.
There's still time.
Well, there's plenty of time. Are you getting revved up for the St. Patrick's Day season? They had the St. Patrick's Day parade here in Forest Park over the last weekend.
They did.
Very early this year.
I did not, obviously because of my illness, I didn't make it out of the house all weekend. My better half, Mary, went, though.
You didn't miss much. It was,
She bartended, and she said, I said, how was it? She went, same as it always is.
I think it was slower, only because it fell early this year. The first Saturday was the 1st of March, or the 2nd of March, I'm sorry.
Right.
But it just, and it was cold, you know, although the forecast said it was going to be very, like, rainy and snowy, and I thought that was going to deter people, and I actually think it did.
Yeah.
But the parade was longer than ever, I thought. You know, went on for a long time. This is the first time I've actually sat and watched the entire parade.
Okay.
I watched it at O'Sullivan's Public House while I manned a beer tub.
For
our good friend Phil Mamoser there. Then the insanity ensued.
Yeah.
What'd you see? What was the craziest thing you saw?
You know, a lot of...
A lot of, like, lost crying, like...
Some crying. Yeah, I saw some crying, you know. What is with that? You know, people get so hammered, they start crying.
It all comes out, man.
Yeah, I saw some of that, a couple of young girls just... after their 50th shot of Jameson, you know?
Seamus doesn't like me.
Yeah, exactly. Uh-huh. You know?
Seamus is too drunk.
It's supposed to be a family affair. Uh-huh. And it just turns into just this... it's like...
debacle.
After like 5 o'clock, it's like...
You're right. Everyone's like walking around not making sense.
Right.
While I was working at O'Sullivan's, and it was packed all day. They had a tent outside. They had live music. Vince Mamoser played, who's been on this program.
Right.
He was working the tent for a little while. But anyway, I was kind of floating around the bar, right?
Uh-huh.
I thought, Phil originally told me, oh, you're going to be there like all day. You know?
Sure.
I figured all day just meant like an 8 or 9 hour shift. No, he meant all day. So
from 8 a.m. to like 4 a.m.
From noon till 2 in the morning, right? And at about 8:30 or 9 o'clock, I was like, hey, Phil, what do you think? No one's really coming over to the beer tub anymore, and everybody here is zombified, you know? Just rocked everywhere. Uh-huh. And I haven't had anything to drink at all.
Uh-huh.
And at that point, you're like, I just got to get a drink just to join the insanity, just to get into it and something, like, because you start getting angry.
Yeah, you do. You start getting very angry.
There was a guy who came up to me, Clay. You're a fan of the show Ozark.
Yes.
He looked like Jacob Snell.
Oh, yikes.
Oh, wow.
Rocked out of his mind.
Yeah. Jacob Snell. Rocked.
I'll take another Coors Light. You know, I was like, hey, Snell. Hit the bricks, man.
I'll take another Coors Light.
Right.
Yeah.
Come on, Patty, give it to me.
But anyway,
Jameson.
I took a picture of him. I said, he looked like Jacob Snell. Can I take a picture? He goes, F you, Snell. And I just snapped it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Thank you. That's one of those days where you start taking pictures of how drunk people are. Drunk strangers.
Yeah.
Taking pictures of drunk strangers.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, at about 8 o'clock, I'm like, Phil, you think I'm needed anymore? He's like, kidding? Like, what? He goes, yeah, I need you to go behind the bar for another like 4 or 5 hours. Make sure that they're okay. Kind of roam in and out, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, all right, I got to get something to eat. And maybe that'll make me feel a little bit better. I had worked the night before for Phil as well, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I was tired.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Putting in time.
Yeah. Putting in time with the Alky Town.
Yeah.
So at a certain point, I started to get a little testy, and I did have some of those people come up to me. Here's an example.
Where's the bathroom?
Not even, like walking into the kitchen. Is the bathroom here? I go, no, it's over there. Nitwit, you know? There's 10 porta potties outside, too, you know? No one using the porta potties,
no.
You know? Just
peeing
staring
on the porta potty.
Yeah, peeing on the porta potty. You know? Anyway, a kid came up to me, and I won't forget it. I go, yes, you know? Like, and he goes, you know, like he couldn't even get his order out, and then I go done. I just yelled at him, right? But he could muster up enough language sense for himself to go, F you, dude. You know, I go, oh, F me, huh?
So what do you do? You cut him off and they have to leave?
Yes, yeah, go. Goodbye, right? There's there was another girl there, right? You can't even get your order out.
So do bouncers have like free reign? They can just put people in headlocks as they please?
Yeah, they can do that.
I might have to work.
They don't put people in headlocks. They're very cordial and they say, "Sir, you've been over-served. It's
please
time,
leave.
Time to go home now." Yeah. You know. But there were a lot of people just wandering in the street looking around, sure, all hammered like it was the end of the world. You know, like, how'd I get here? You know, like, what are these things with wheels on them that are about to run me over? You know? Huh?
It's amazing.
There was a girl who came up to me and she was all hammered, super hammered.
Yeah.
And I go, I think you've had a bit much, you know? Uh-huh. How about a water? She goes, you know, maybe you're right. I'll take a water and a White Claw. You know, I'm just going to knock it down a little bit, a White Claw. I go, Miss, White Claws have more alcohol in them than Miller Lights do. You know? She goes, they do?
What's a White Claw?
Oh, my God. White Claw is all the rage, Clay.
Is it like Zima?
Kind of. It's a spritzer. Bill, you're in the liquor industry. You can probably explain a little bit more to the neophyte Bill, audience.
Yeah, it's like a low-cab, low-calorie.
It's a low-cabernet, caber-dabber.
It's like a low-cab alcoholic drink. It's got hardly any sugar.
What does it taste like? Sprite?
Oh, they got lots of different flavors. Like you can have raspberry, black cherry.
So it's like Bartles and James.
It's like a flavored vodka with soda. Yeah. Almost. That's the best way I could describe it.
Like it is like
I've heard enough.
It's like a flavored vodka soda in a can.
Did you give this young lady her?
No, I said you're done. You know, you're going to be White Clawing it out of here pretty soon if you have any more to drink.
Put a White Claw across your face, young lady.
But there was, you know, lots of people and lots of fighting with the girlfriends, you know, and people, you know, yelling at each
other. Why are you looking at her?
Right. A lot of that.
I know you kissed him junior year. Right. I know you kissed him junior year.
When you visited Indiana, you made out with her. Now she's there. Everyone's wearing green.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Everybody's wearing
green. You didn't come to visit us ever. You're such a liar.
That's my personal hell. I'd like to walk into that room and put my arms extended out and make fists and just spin around.
Nothing like a crowd full of drunk non-Irish people wearing green Irish hats.
Oh, it's horrible.
Lovely
it's
stuff.
Hell.
Really lovely.
Yeah.
It's America.
Mm-hmm. America on St. Patrick's
Day. Was there any Southerners?
Mr. Snell. He's from the Ozarks, though.
So just Snell.
Just Snell.
Okay, good.
Well,
is green
beer
still a thing?
It is. We didn't have any.
You know, pitchers of green beer?
No, I didn't see
one. Man, I drank a lot of green beer in my day.
Yeah.
Green beer was disgusting.
Oh, it was horrible.
How about the girls who like to get kind of slutty dressed for St. Patrick's
Day? It's a big day for a lot of people. You know, it's
like
they
have like the knee high socks and, you know, the mini skirt.
It's a big day for a lot of single chicks that, you know, have some difficulties during the regular portion of the year.
Yeah.
They're hoping that they're, you know.
But you know what they do?
They're Patty. Is going to come along.
Hoping for your Patty to come along.
And, you know, sweep him off their feet after he's had about a dozen Jamesons.
They go offline for one day, and then they go back online.
Yeah, exactly.
Good for them. Hey, I wish them the best. Then they can all meet and have kids, and their kids can throw up all over them.
Right.
But it's just the beginning of the season. That was like day one.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
Like, here it comes.
Oh, gosh.
I'm going to see this at least 15 more times before St. Patrick's Day is totally over.
Oh, yeah. I got the Northwest Side Parade coming up this weekend.
Is that this weekend, Clay?
Yeah.
Are you going to be marching?
Nice.
I have
conflicting floats. I'm wanted on two separate floats.
So. Ah. And which ones are those?
I got invited to go to...
one is the Brotherhood of the Fallen.
I got invited by Molly Amator, sent me that invitation.
An organization for fallen police officers.
Yes.
Started by our friend Pat McGrath.
Yep.
And the other one is a family-oriented one. My in-law's grandfather or something, I don't know.
Sure. Yeah. A lot of, exactly.
There will be a lot of oatmeal going around.
Hopefully that you can grab handfuls of oats and just
throw them into the crowd.
And
wouldn't that be nice?
It would be.
Shower the crowd with oats.
It's raining McCann's Irish Oatmeal on parade day.
It would be a great commercial.
It would be. And you know what? People wouldn't act so nuts if they had a nice base going of the greatest oatmeal in the land.
Sure.
Show's presented by it. More Hooli's Hooli after these messages.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Hi, I'm Patty Houlihan, and I support Concern Worldwide. If you want to do something about global poverty, hunger, refugees, the unacceptable suffering of young children, if you want to reach people directly where the need is greatest, you should too. For 50 years since its grassroots beginnings in Dublin, Concern has changed and saved lives of millions. It has been the proud, relentlessly compassionate face of Ireland to the world. Support Concern today at concernusa.org. That's concernusa.org. There's no more Irish thing you can do.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982 when they started their first store where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call them today at 708-423-5000, 708-423-5000, or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero, and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero, and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
Welcome back, Hooley's Hooley.
We're in the throes of the St. Patrick's Day season. We've been speaking about drunk, zombified children, young adults.
Yeah.
Right? We were talking about that earlier, and Clay, you mentioned you're going to be going to the Northwest Side Parade here in Edison Park.
Yeah, it's family fun. You know?
It is. They're all intended to be family fun until about 4:30, 5 o'clock p.m.
Yeah, well, then again, I go to the parade, and then I go directly home.
That's smart.
Yeah, I don't go to any after party.
A lot of people on the South Side have nice parties in their yard and keep it family friendly.
Right. Yeah, we go to a house party.
That's the way to do it.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the way to do it.
The Elmhurst Parade is this weekend as well.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Gosh, there's parades everywhere.
I think St. Charles is having theirs too. It's St. Charles because our good friend
Donnie Wahlberg.
Not Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, because he's a St. Charles guy.
Shay,
he used to be Boston, now he's St. Charles. What'd you say, Bill? I'm sorry to interrupt you.
Shay Clark is,
yes,
he's the guest of special guest, the honored guest. What do they call the chairman of the parade, or what do they call him now? I don't know what they call those guys.
Chairman of the parade,
chairman of the parade, the honored guest.
The parade president.
Yeah. He's the guy this year in St. Charles. The parade marshal. There you go.
Thank you, Mike. Bill's at a loss for words. He's been eating too much candy flavored NyQuil this week. Yeah.
He's the grand marshal this year in St. Charles. So
that's awesome.
Congratulations to Shea.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, there's that parade. I think they probably got Naperville's going on too.
Naperville has a parade?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting. What do they got in their parade?
I don't know.
But Ricky Rudd drives down the street.
Ricky Rudd in the Naperville parade, huh?
The great Irishman, Ricky Rudd.
NASCAR champion, Ricky Rudd.
Is that a real guy?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah, I thought you were just throwing off a name.
He flipped his car, like, it rolled over like 35 times.
Very good.
Yeah, and watch the Ricky Rudd crash.
His connection to Naperville is what?
None. Actually, I just like saying Ricky Rudd, that's all.
Yeah. Flo Rida is playing Naperville Rib Fest this year.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm going to it.
Who's Flo Rida?
I've never been to a Rib Fest.
You don't
fest.
Know who Flo Rida is?
He's probably a young hip-hop artist. I'm very... I'm like a 70-year-old man now. I don't
who's
know.
Flo Rida?
Who's Flo Rida?
Who's Tupac?
I get it. It's supposed to be Florida, but he calls himself Flo Rida. Very unique.
We've played some of his stuff before.
It's pronounced Florida.
He does a lot of songs with Pitbull.
Ooh.
I know you're a big...
I love Pitbull.
You
love
Mr.
Worldwide.
Mr. Worldwide.
A man named after a dog.
Right. Mick Pitbull. Today's parade marshal is Mick Pitbull.
That's a good idea, Mick Pitbull.
Have you ever been to a Rib Fest?
I've heard it's great in Naperville. No, I haven't, but I mean, I think Flo Rida is going to bring me out to it this year because I had some friends that already asked me, like, want to go see Flo Rida?
Billy, you're a good dancer. Maybe you can throw some moves.
Oh, I mean, you've heard Flo Rida do, I think it's with Sia. Ooh, baby, you're a wild one.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, that's Flo Rida.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flo Rida. Ooh.
Ribs and Flo Rida?
Ribs in Florida?
Ooh. Yeah.
And Naperville?
Yeah, they don't have to worry about St. Patrick's Day. They got Florida and Rib Fest, man.
When is that?
I think it's in July. I'll let you know.
Man, what are you talking about now for?
Because he just got his tickets. You know.
No, you asked me about, what's Naperville
going on. We were talking about Ricky Rudd.
Bill was in a feverish coma, cold, you know, and he had the flu, and all I could think about was Florida.
The only thing about the St. Patrick's Day season, the food is good. I like the corned beef and cabbage, but it's like, how much of that can you really eat? I wish there was other options, you know?
You can have some McCann's Irish oatmeal. And
that's for breakfast.
Sure. I know what you're saying. It's like,
but maybe I just don't try hard enough, because I probably could get some, like, Irish sausages and stuff like that.
Sure, some bangers and mash. I mean,
it's not like... Let's be
honest.
It's
not like a feast, you know?
No, like at least with an Italian food, you could have, you know, I'll have a pepper steak, or, you know, maybe I'll have, you know, a little pasta. Maybe some fish.
Right.
Ribs. You got all kinds of variety.
Yeah.
With us as the Irish, it's just like...
No, it's like food that, like, the warriors ate in, like, the mountains.
Yeah.
Like, just let me eat this corned beef real quick and get back to killing...
Potatoes.
Killing the enemy.
Kids, this is what the warriors used to eat in the mountains. This is corned beef and cabbage.
Warriors in the mountains, Daddy?
Yes.
The hills.
In the hills and the warriors in the Irish mountains.
The Battle of Clontarf.
Mm-hmm. Mike tells Flo Rida is Florida. Florida's playing the Naperville.
Flo Rida.
No, we're going to Florida.
July 4th.
Oh, there it is. 4th of July weekend.
4th of July weekend.
Flo Rida. Ooh. Heck yeah. America, baby.
Thank you for the plug, Bill. Thank you. We'll have to call Flo Rida's management and let him know that the Hoolies Hoolies.
We should have him on.
Sure.
Mr. Florida.
Mr. Florida? Tell me how you wrote that song with Sia. Ooh, baby, you're a wild one.
How'd you do that?
Mind stuff? Use your head?
Would you get on a computer?
You wrote that on a computer?
So I asked.
Holy smokes. All these kids are writing songs on computers now. He was typing away, zip, type, zip, you know. Oof. It's a great beat, man.
Yeah, you like Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Okay.
Dog the Bounty Hunter. Was he at any St. Patrick's Day festivities this weekend, Pat?
I'm sure he was. I don't know why. Dog just flew into the universe. Dog the Bounty Hunter's here, you know?
Dog and Pitbull.
We haven't talked about
Dwayne. Oh, because we were talking about Pitbull. Sure, Clay. Yeah.
Dwayne Chapman. I haven't talked about Dwayne Chapman.
Who the hell is Dwayne Chapman?
That's Dog, the bounty hunter.
That's Dog.
All right.
Love the salad.
Dog will be at Rib Fest, hopefully looking for people with warrants, you know? Dog loves ribs. Interesting fact about the St. Patrick's Day season, everybody. Dog, he likes ribs.
No, wait, let me get this straight. I want
to
know more.
Actually, Dog the Bounty Hunter would be a fun person to bring to a St. Patrick's Day parade with you.
Why?
No, he wouldn't.
Just have him police the crowd with you. And,
that's not
you know,
fun. That's work. Anyway, I want to go back to Rib
Fest. Could be, Bill. You might be right.
Yeah.
What are we talking about here, Rib Fest?
I don't know enough about it. I had a friend that came up to me.
I mean, how many variations of ribs can you get?
Lots.
Oh, God, lots.
The teriyaki and all that?
Sure. Forest Park does a Rib Fest that's pretty awesome, too.
Nah.
There's like 30 different tents. All it is ribs. But it's I mean, you go from tent to tent and try everyone's different ribs.
Is there a corned beef fest?
Ah. There might be. That's a good idea, Clay. You know, years ago, there was always an Irish soda bread contest. It was actually at Riley's daughter.
Aye.
One of our former sponsors on the program, good friends of ours, the O'Briens, Boz and Brendan. They did that for years.
Sure.
And people would enter, you know.
Flock to it.
They certainly would. But you know what? I want to tell you, if you're headed over to Western Avenue tonight or anytime this weekend,
yeah,
say hello to our friends Mary and Bernard at Barney Callahan's Irish Pub. It's at 10618 Southwestern. It's the perfect Southside Irish bar, and there's always something going on, like this weekend, March 9th and 10th. They're going to be kicking off the St. Patrick's Day season at Barney Callahan's with Fela. It's a celebration of Irish culture. This two-day event will showcase traditional Irish music and dance. There'll be workshops, food, and, of course, drink. Come join them at the pub where it all began. Check that out. I'm sure if you Google Barney Callahan's, you can go to their website and see the lineup of activities. And hopefully, they're, you know, it'll be a very family-friendly affair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know? And Flo Rida might be there. You never know.
Hey, if you get lucky.
If you get lucky, Flo Rida might be there. How about Jason Priestley, the late Jason Priestley?
No, he's
sorry.
Alive.
Jason not Priestley.
Priestley. What?
Luke Perry.
Oh, come on. You've been getting them mixed up since 90.
I've been getting my Luke Perry and my Priestley mixed up since about
90. It's sad, you know?
It's very sad.
He's too young, man. 50,
I liked
52.
Luke Perry. I liked him.
Yeah, so
a lot
I.
as
so
an actor.
Yeah, he was good.
What was the movie where he was the bull rider?
I think it's called 8 Seconds.
Yeah, it was not a bad flick. And then obviously Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Oh, yeah.
That was his other big role.
Hey, you know what? He was part of our childhood growing up.
He really was. McKay, right?
Yeah. So that's really sad. 52. You know, he's got kids, and it's horrible.
It truly is.
Get yourself to a doctor, everybody.
Right? I mean, he looks like he might have been a smoker. You ever just look at a guy and you go, he smokes?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm sitting next to two of them.
I look like a smoker. Am I starting to look like a smoker?
Eventually, you start to look like a cigarette itself.
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Like morph into
I've
one.
Seen women that look like cigarettes, for it, sure.
Oh, I've seen, oh, yeah.
You know, just
100%.
I said, ooh.
Man, you look like a nice Marlboro Red.
You look like a full-flavored Marlboro King.
I don't know you that well, but you look like a Winston.
Killer Kings.
You look like a gorgeous Newport Killer King, you know?
Yeah, so don't
how long
smoke.
You been smoking?
How about that?
Yeah, don't smoke. I don't know if he was, I can't say that he was a smoker, but I'm just going to be guessing that he was a smoker. Also, how about those sideburns, huh?
Yeah, he made them big.
He made sideburns big, almost as big as Elvis made sideburns. He was like the second coming of the sideburn.
Yeah, he was.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to be his legacy. His,
sideburns?
Sideburns.
It's nuts, man.
Wow.
The death of sideburns.
That's it sounds like an article in GQ or Vanity Fair. The death of sideburns and Luke Perry.
We're going to have to work on the editorial there, Bill. But that's a hell of a pitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you got to live twice as long as that, hopefully.
Christian Stolte, we're on Facebook. Do you know who he is? He plays Mooch in Chicago Fire.
I do know who he
Chicago
is,
Chicago-based
yes.
actor.
Yeah.
Right.
He wrote one quick story about Luke Perry that he said, I only had one role. He said, first of all, he was very saddened to hear about the death of Luke Perry. But
sure.
Luke Perry was coming through town to audition for something. And they were in the casting office, and he walked in. And he put down his, you know, his portfolio with his headshots and everything and a bottle of water. Right on a seat while he went to go hang up his coat, and Luke Perry was in the room. He's like the only other guy in the room. And Luke Perry just casually stood up, stretched, walked right over to his water bottle, which is much like your water bottle, Bill, just like a plastic water bottle with the label ripped off on it. Opened it and just drank the whole thing and just put it down and then sat back down. Completely, like he's like I was shocked. Like I couldn't believe that the guy did it. No thank you, no acknowledgement. nothing. Just like, wow. It's interesting that people, I guess when you get to a certain level of fame and entitlement, you're just like, oh, water, that must be for me. Take that. Hello. You know, oh, you're auditioning. You'll never get the part. Hi. You know?
Yeah.
But that was his, and it's, so don't be drinking out of people's water bottles if you don't know them.
That's how people get sick, Luke.
That's right.
Yeah.
But it was a shock. My daughter was the one. She said, did you hear Luke Perry died? It's very weird for me to hear my 9-year-old daughter asking me about Luke Perry, the fact that she knew who he was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
How?
He's on a show called Riverdale, which is kind of a very adulterated version of Archie comic books. He plays Archie's father. He did play Archie's father on Riverdale.
Okay.
That's the town they're all from.
Right.
In the Archie world.
Yeah, okay. Right.
They're
okay.
Not from Naperville. They're from Riverdale.
Yeah. Florida don't go there.
Flo Rida has not been to Riverdale yet, but he might be on this season. Maybe he'll take over for Luke Perry.
That would be something.
It would be something. The Hollywood Reporter is reporting that Flo Rida will be replacing Luke Perry in the role of
Dylan
Archie's
McKay.
Father. Sure.
Flo Rida returns this season on 90210 as Dylan McKay.
Ozzy Osbourne is Dylan McKay.
Ozzy Osbourne is Dylan McKay.
What are you talking about, Shannon Doherty?
Well, it's interesting that you bring it up. So there's supposed to be a reboot of 90210. They're
right.
Going to be remaking that show.
Of course
show.
There is.
Yeah, right.
They've officially run out of ideas.
Well, absolutely. And Luke Perry was the only one of the original cast who had not signed on to do it. So I don't know if that's going to... So maybe they had already written off the fact that Dylan McKay was no longer
Didn't they
with
do
us.
That in like 1995?
Yeah, he was gone for, like, they got rid of him. Like,
wasn't he killed in the show?
Can't remember if
At
Dylan McKay was killed.
Did a boat explode or something? That was his dad.
What?
I'm being serious.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, this all happened.
This all happened on 90210. The darn boat exploded.
Somebody's boat blew up.
was it one of the Walshes?
No, I think it was Dylan McKay's father, Mr. McKay.
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. McKay.
Played by the guy from Hogan's family, the dad.
The dad from the Hogan family?
Oh, the dad from the... what is his name?
Mr. Hogan.
Oh, I got to look it up now. Yeah. Dad from Hogan.
Mr. Hogan.
Alexi, who is the dad from Hogan family?
Sorry, busy.
Looks a lot like MacGyver, but he's not MacGyver. Looks a little bit like Richard Dean Anderson, but he's not Richard Dean Anderson.
He's a combination of MacGyver and Anderson. Oh, no, Anderson is MacGyver.
Anderson is MacGyver.
Anderson is MacGyver.
He's a cross between Harvey Keitel and MacGyver.
Okay.
That narrows it down.
Sure.
He is not Irish.
Jack Coleman.
Yeah.
Thank you. Well, Jack, I wonder what you're up to these days. they're not going to make... So I'm wondering what the reboot of that show is going to look like. Maybe they posthumously sort of say something about Luke Perry. Luke Perry...
I'm sure they will.
We're joking about it, but he was so big. He was like a modern-day James Dean. At the time that show came out with the sideburns and everything, man.
I think that's what he was shooting for.
You think? Well, sure, absolutely.
He did the.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's a correction there. The dad from the Hogan family and Dylan McKay's father.
That's him.
Josh Taylor, Clay?
Let's see, Mike. Can you hold that up for Clay so we get that?
Well, that's him, all right.
Oh, okay.
Yes,
Josh
very
Taylor.
Much so.
The famous Josh Taylor.
Mr. Taylor.
Right.
Welcome.
Josh Taylor, he was born on September 25th in 1943, is an American actor. He's best known for playing the roles of Chris Kozatek and Roman Brady on the American dramatic serial. Oh, he's on Days of Our Lives. Yeah. Jack McKay on the teen drama Beverly Hills and 90210. And Michael Hogan, the father figure in the lovely Hogan family.
I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
Anyway.
He's from Princeton, Illinois.
Where's that?
It's in Princeton, Illinois.
That's got to be south.
I think it's way down south.
Yeah, that's what you say when you don't know where it is.
Uh-huh. It's way down south somewhere. No, it's not. It's like 6 miles from Berwyn.
It's near like Galena.
It's way down south somewhere. Yeah. Isn't that funny? Everything you don't know anything, that's way down south.
Yeah, it's probably downstate.
Down south in your brain.
Like, do you guys know like where Justice, Illinois is?
It's down south.
No.
It's the south side, but it's not that far from like
I've heard of
Cicero.
Justice.
It's like 10 minutes away.
And why are we speaking of justice?
Just because it's when I remember when I was working at Break at Wurtz as a merchandiser, and someone's like, "It's Injustice," and I'm like, "Justice," thinking in my head it was like down Justice was like near KKK or somewhere.
It's where Batman lives.
And they're like, "No, it's like 10 minutes from Cicero." I'm like, "Oh, okay, that's not too bad."
Now load up your car and get down there, Billy.
Yeah, get that Jack Daniels over there.
They need Jack Daniels and Justice bad.
Yeah, they do.
Man.
Wow.
So yeah, an icon gone. You know, he defined sideburns, basically wearing black t-shirts. You know, not caring.
The white t-shirt and jeans he brought. He brought that look back too.
He kind of had that smugness about him. Kind of admired.
Did he smoke heaters? Was he a smoker on the show 90210?
I don't think anyone smoked.
Did
on
anybody
the show.
Smoke?
I'm pretty sure Dylan McKay was a smoker on 90210.
Are you?
Yeah.
Alexi, Dylan McKay, smoker?
I feel like I saw him with a cigarette like rolled up in his sleeves once.
Well, that's what I'm getting at.
But you could be confused from that bull riding movie that he was in, because he was definitely smoking heaters in that.
I don't think anyone smoked on 90210. Why are you so fascinated with smoking?
Because I smoke sometimes.
Sometimes.
Sometimes or every 5 minutes.
Just every now and then.
Did you see this? Have you read about this viral hoax across kids' YouTube with this Momo character?
No.
You haven't seen this?
No.
It's weird, like, you know, there's a hoax. I'm sorry. No one heard about Momo.
Get your head out of the south.
I'm not talking about Sam G and Connie either. I'm talking about viral Momo. It's a...
Is that the thing where they insert the video into, like, a kid's video and it tells the kids to, like, do bad stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah, is that...
Apparently it's a hoax, though. There hasn't been... No one's seen any proof of this yet, and it's just kind of...
I'm sure. Isn't the YouTube security on this?
I don't know.
Or is YouTube it just security. Is it a free-for-all? Anything can happen.
I don't know. It said parents don't panic about Momo because it's fake. You know, now it's saying... I don't know if it existed at all or if it didn't exist, but my kids keep talking to me about it. Like, it's funny how this is the news that my kids gathered, because apparently it's like this little horror chick, you know, and she's got a big, wide, creepy smile, you know, and she just like flickers in the middle of one of those kids' YouTube videos. And then she says, like, kill yourself or something like that, you know.
Oh, yeah. Boy.
You know, don't flush after you go.
Pee on something.
Right.
Oh, gosh.
Go pee on something.
Hey, how come the toilet hasn't been flushed? Momo told me.
Find something expensive and break it.
Right.
Break your TV. Break your dad's teeth.
Break your dad's teeth? Yeah. That's a horrible thought. Wake up to your four-year-old with a hammer hitting your tooth. What the heck are you doing? Jimmy? Momo told me to break
YouTube
your teeth.
YouTube told me to smash your teeth.
YouTube told me to break your teeth.
Start your dad's car. Leave it running. Momo. Waste gas.
It's like a Slender Man kind of thing. Remember, you ever heard about Slender
Man? Yeah, didn't there people going to jail for that?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Right, so it was a hoax is what you're telling me.
That's what
you know what this is? Technology's dark side is what I like to call it.
Yeah.
You got to be careful what you let your kids watch, you know?
You do have to be careful.
Why don't you stick them outside with a baseball bat?
Okay, I will. Send them over to Naperville. Well, tell them to listen to Flo Rida more. You know?
Yeah, teach them how to make ribs.
Ooh.
Start to finish.
Do we have any Flo Rida, Mike?
I got plenty of Flo Rida.
Do you have any at the ready to go right now?
Bill's wearing a Flo Rida bandana right now.
You are?
Oh, what?
All right, why don't we take a quick break? We'll treat the audience to a little Flo Rida since we've spoken so much of him. It is a him, Flo Rida?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a him.
Okay.
It is not like man. The music him. I mean, but you know what I mean?
Oh, look at you.
Billy with the church comedy.
Yeah. Church comedy.
I'm a church comedian.
Mostly Flo Rida based comedy. And some church comedy.
I do a lot of Flo Rida material. Oh, here we go.
All right, we're going to go to break. Here's a little Flo Rida. We'll be back. Ooh. Ooh, yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, if I took you home and be a woman, show me. Pumping music, I might lose it. Glass to the roof, how we lose it. I don't care tonight, she don't care. We like almost there, the right vibe. Ready to get live, ain't no surprise. Take me so high, jumping those dives, surfing the crowd. Ooh, said I gotta be the man, I'm the head of my band. Might check 1, 2. Shut them down in the club where the Playboy does. Till they all get loose, out the bottle. We all get fit, then again tomorrow. Gotta break rules, cause that's the motto. Club shut down, 100 supermodels.
Hey, took you home and be a woman. Show me how.
popper. Got a hangover like too much vodka. Can't see me with 10 binoculars. So cool. No doubt by the end of the night, got the clothes coming off, then I make that move. Somehow, someway, gotta raise the roof. Roof, all black shades when the sun come through. Oh, it's on like everything goes. Wild life, baby, to the freak it chose. What happens to that body is a private show. Stays right here, private show. I like a mundane, don't talk that high pain. Tolerance bottoms up when it's champagne. My life, come on, Muhammad, then we hit Spain. Do we beat it with you there, we get insane.
There's no friend like an old friend. Southside Cousins Mike and Dick Haggerty have been selling cars for over 45 years. They've been in business together since 1982, when they started their first store, where everybody in the old neighborhood bought their cars. I go way back with the Haggertys. Mike's a Mount Carmel alum and Dick is St. Ignatius. Dick and Mike have been particularly classy to me over the years. Whenever I visit their showroom, it's old school. Buick GMC at 9301 South Cicero or the Volkswagen store at 89th and Cicero, both in Oak Lawn. So do yourself a favor. Get to know the Haggerty family. You'll be delighted you did. I'm currently driving a used car I bought at Haggerty's. It's a gem. And when I think I got lucky, I have to tell myself, no, it's because Haggerty took good care of me. God bless him. Call him today at 708-423-5000. 708-423-5000 or go to HaggertyCars.com. Generations of Southside Irish have been happily driving Haggerty cars for generations. Visit Mike Haggerty Buick and GMC at 93rd and Cicero and Mike Haggerty Volkswagen at 89th and Cicero and tell them Hooley sent you. And if you're a first responder, you just might get a better deal than I did.
With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. They've been helping the Irish American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley Show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine, a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hoover.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
Yeah, best oatmeal in the land. Welcome back, Hooli's Hooli Radio, our final stretch of the program. Hey, if you're going to be around this weekend, make sure you go see Mike Courtney and his wife Dawn at the Twisted Shamrock Irish Pub. It's at 6462 South Central Avenue. It's one of the best Irish pubs in the Midway area. And Mike and Don will take good care of you.
Yeah, actually, I think that Irish musician Liam Durkin is playing there this weekend.
Is he?
Yeah.
Check it out.
Yeah.
It's a great spot. Cool. I'm glad to hear that I was able to familiarize myself with a little Flo Rida again. That was a very important thing this Irish St. Patrick's Day season, to talk about Ribfest many, many months in advance. Also, Billy Idol is playing Ribfest.
By the way, Ribfest is only 4 months away.
I can't believe we're talking about Mapleville Ribfest. Yeah.
What are you guys going to do the week of St. Patrick's Day? We typically talk about Ribfest that week on this Irish program. That's just how it rolls. We talk about Irish stuff way months ago. We were talking about what's going on this week.
Yeah, no, there's lots of cool stuff going on. Absolutely, go check out the Heritage Center next Saturday.
Yeah,
not this upcoming Saturday, but the next Saturday. Gaelic Park will be rocking.
Yep.
You know, downtown. I haven't been to the downtown parade in probably 15 years,
and I'm not going this year either.
I mean, it's a great time.
You know, I want them to bring it back to have it on Dearborn. You know, well, having it on Columbus Avenue is just, there's no shelter from the cold. It's kind of out in the open. I feel like the parade's been ostracized close to, you know, there's nowhere to go.
Have it right down Michigan Avenue.
That would be awesome, you know?
Come on.
Let's do it, you know, let's bring it back and you know.
Be smart.
To commerce. Bring it closer to commerce.
Whoever's mayor next, who's going to be mayor?
I don't know.
Billy Lightfoot?
I think it's going to be Billy Lightfoot. Yeah.
Lori Lightfoot.
Yeah, I think it's going to be her. Willie Wilson was coming out today. He hasn't fully endorsed her yet, but says he's leaning that direction. He's leaning that way.
Bill, are you sad that the Sox didn't get Manny Machado? We can talk about that since it's been a few weeks.
2 weeks ago, we did talk about it. I'm shocked that Philadelphia got Bryce Harper. That was for sure at $330 million. I was like, wow.
For like 10 years, right?
I think it's 13 years.
It's too much money. You should give these guys maximum $1 million. Let them figure it out.
Sure.
You're playing baseball. You know how many people are starving in America?
And apparently Philly has enough money to go after Mike Trout next year, too. So
going for the Trout.
They're going for
a world championship.
Yeah, they are. They're
going for a blip, 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 blip.
Yep.
They ain't going to win it. You know who's going to win it?
Ooh.
The Pirates.
Patty's calling it right now. The Pittsburgh Pirates will be winning the World Series.
I think that Patty said that the Oakland Raiders were going to win the Super Bowl last year.
I did.
They turned out great.
You know what just happened this past weekend? The Polar Plunge here in Chicago. I want to give a shout out to Jim Skinny Sheehan and all he does for the Special Olympics Foundation.
Yeah.
They raised over $1 million this year.
I donated to my friend Linda.
Yeah. Linda Hoflinger.
And she did it with her team. I think she ended up, their final results, they raised over like 10 grand, her group.
Yep.
Very impressive.
When was the last time you did the plunge? I've done it a couple of times. I haven't gone out in recent years.
I actually
thought
about it.
This year would have been a real testament.
Wow. Yeah.
It's bold.
I was thinking about that while I was actually homesick because I saw some stuff on the news about it. And when did I do that? I believe it was probably... Oh, it was around like 2009, maybe?
Yeah.
2009, I think, or 8, one of those, right around that time. I remember just getting in that water and my heart, like, just, I felt like I was going to have a heart attack.
Oh, yeah.
Like, it hits you so hard. And then I started thinking, I was like, I those people that do it after, like, the age of, like, 40, I'm like, how do you do this? Like,
they drink.
You drink. Yeah, I guess that's how you do it. But I don't think I can do. I mean, I know I sound like a total wimp, but I'm afraid that I would like have a heart attack.
Most people, they have first responders on the scene. For
I
that.
Know. Yeah. But God bless everyone that goes and does that and all the money they raise for Special Olympics. That's always a cool thing in March, kind of kicking off the St. Paddy's Day events as well in Chicago. They have the Shannon Rovers down there for that.
They do, and they always have people from the television community here and celebrities from Chicago Fire and PD and Chicago Med that participate. David Eigenberg was out there this year. It's pretty cool. They had Jimmy Fallon do it 1 year. Remember that?
They had Lady Gaga
do it. They had Lady Gaga. Yeah, when she was dating Taylor Kinney.
Miss Gaga.
Miss Gaga, are you cold? May I hug you?
Would you like a towel?
May I hug you?
Miss Gaga?
Miss Gaga. There was a, apparently there was a controversy that Taylor Kinney said something on Instagram about her. Did you see that? Where,
no.
I don't know.
I don't follow celebrities.
You don't like celebrity gossip anymore, Clay?
I never did.
Okay.
Unless it was
I was
about,
at a liquor account the other day where I watched a girl that who was a buyer
unless
for
Unless it's
me,
about Josh Taylor.
And while she was talking to me, she was scrolling TMZ.
Yeah, that's horrible.
And it was kind of just felt really little in the world that, you know, trying to pitch her about booze and she's staring at TMZ.
Howard Levin.
Yeah.
Is that his name? Howard Levin?
Sure.
I'm a lawyer.
That's him.
I want to be on TMZ. I want to be on TMZ.
It's a hit.
Well, I'm pretty sure that Luke Perry and Flo Rida have both been on, featured on TMZ.
Not for good reasons.
Is anybody ever on TMZ for good reasons?
Sure.
Really?
Yeah, they have, you know, normals.
Yeah, they got normal throw, you know, like shout-outs to celebrities that do cool things. And then they have the shout-outs for people that do bad things.
Celebrities are a weird group.
They really are.
They're just, they're all weird.
Thanks.
Thank you. Those celebrities, man, they're weird.
I don't want them anywhere near me.
Yeah.
Bill, what's the big call for this year? Is there any hot new liquor that everyone's kind of jumping on the train for St. Patrick's Day season this year? Is that Conor McGregor whiskey moving
the
a
proper
lot?
12, I see that a lot everywhere.
I started, for the first time ever, I had people asking me for that the other day.
For proper 12?
Mm-hmm.
I think Mr. McGregor might have a fight coming up, they're saying.
Oh, does really?
Miss against the Cowboy Cerrone.
Okay.
Who's a knucklehead.
Well, okay. Yeah, the other stuff that I see is a Jameson cask mix.
Yeah.
What's that?
It's pretty much
Jameson like, mixed with Dr. Pepper?
It's there's like different casks that they use that Guinness barrels, all kinds of stuff.
All right.
It's like there's one that's I think it's Jameson that's made in an IPA barrel.
Sure.
After an Imperial Pale Ale's been brewed in there, all kinds of stuff like that. I see that.
What's new on the candy front, Bill? Any new candies coming out?
I haven't seen any new Irish candies out there. No.
Speaking of, we're going back into sports. The Bears signed a kicker today. You know what his name is?
Sebastian Janikowski.
No, Chris Blewett. irony is unbelievable.
Where's he come from?
He's from the University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
How many? He's probably a Pirates fan. How many misses does he have total his whole life?
Ooh, I don't know. Mr. Blewett, how many times have you blown it?
Well, good luck. Hopefully he's not put on.
But they also signed another kicker, Redford Jones. They're going to probably bring like 6 kickers into camp.
You should get the best kickers in the world.
Clay, you were a kicker in high school. Maybe you should try out for the Bears.
I was a punter.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
But you could always convert, right?
Come the next Maury Buford.
Kicking and punting are not anything like each other.
Is Maury Buford the most famous Bears punter?
Probably Kevin Butler.
Buford.
Maynard?
Maury Buford.
Brad Maynard or Maury Buford. Yeah. What do you like?
Who's your favorite punter?
Now there's Pat and then obviously the Bears have Pat O'Donnell.
Miss Gaga, who's your favorite punter?
Miss Gaga, favorite punter.
Professional.
Professional punter. You have one?
Buford?
Nah, forget it. You going to Ribfest? Flo Rida's playing.
Here's your towel.
Here's your towel. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be Lady Gaga's towel boy at the Polar Plunge.
That'd be something.
Sure it
would. That'd put you on the map.
Right. How'd you get famous? He was Lady Gaga's towel boy.
I handed Miss Gaga a towel.
Yeah. Okay.
It's that simple, Pat.
I got a birthday coming up next week.
Who's yours? Yeah, both of you do.
Yeah.
Birthday? wedding anniversary and my wife's birthday all sandwiched in together.
And St. Patrick's Day.
And St. Patrick's Day. Crazy
any,
week.
Special plans for you and your wife?
We have a gift certificate. I think we're going to go over to Gibson's and have a nice dinner.
Oh, that should be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah? You're going to do that the night of your birthday? We haven't
picked the day out yet, but we're getting excited. Maybe I'll just start looking at the menu. No, I'm going to get a steak. I know that.
You know? Yeah, sure.
So, yeah. I don't know. I don't even know what I'm going to be getting my wife yet for her birthday.
What are you guys turning, 39?
Yes, I am.
39.
It's sad.
39, going to be fine. 39, going to be
fine. Is that your motto?
Sure, why not?
39, going to be fine.
39, going to be fine.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Bill, do you have any plans for the birthday?
I do not, as of yet, no. I am going to work the next day at Duffy's to celebrate, obviously, the St. Patrick's Day holiday.
Yeah.
So if you radio listeners are listening, I'll be at Duffy's at 7513 West Madison next Saturday. After the downtown parade, you can come and see me.
Yeah.
And the lovely Mary Deedon with me. We'll be behind the bar from noon till 8.
Ooh.
I'm working on getting some Irish music lined up in there, too, if I can.
Today was Ash Wednesday. Have you figured out what you're giving up for Lent? Have you made a decision? Candy?
I think candy. I'm definitely going to cut back on the candy.
That's a lie.
No, my girlfriend gave up potato chips.
Right. Interesting.
I'm going to do...
Is she a chip head? She eat a lot
lately,
of chips?
Just like she gets like she craves like salted, you know, like snacks late at night.
She's a chip enthusiast.
She's a chip enthusiast, I am. Too.
Right.
But menthol cigarettes. I said,
you're gonna give up menthol cigarettes?
Not
giving up cigarettes, just giving up menthol flavored.
Well,
cigarettes.
I think that
interesting
for me.
I'm not gonna quit smoking. I'm just quit smoking menthol.
I hate regular cigarettes.
I don't like
I've gotten to the point where it's very difficult for me to like enjoy like a non-menthol cigarette. So mm-hmm. I figure if I force myself to quit the menthols, and if I'm going to smoke, have just a regular cigarette, it will eventually just push me to kind of
get off of them
altogether.
It's an interesting concept.
You should get a pack of American spirits because those are disgusting.
American Floridas.
They burn forever.
Yeah, but they're kind of healthy.
Okay.
They put carrots in them.
These American spirits, a little bit healthy, have carrots in them. Did you know that?
They're carrot flavored.
Carrot flavored cigarettes. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you've enjoyed the last hour of this silly program, you can find archived episodes of The Hooli's Hooli if you go to iTunes and search for The Hooli's Hooli right there. Or you can go to hibernianradio.org and find all the episodes there.
Our good friend Vince Mamoser did text us. He might have something for us next week.
He did. He's preparing a new song for Bill.
Yeah.
He's written something for you.
Yeah.
He tells me.
Yeah.
So hang on tight for that next week. Show's presented by McCann's Irish Oatmeal and Mike Haggerty Buick GMC Volkswagen of Oaklawn, Illinois.
Correct.
Go get yourself a new whip this spring. It's the perfect time to do it. Yeah. Ooh, gaga.
There she is.
Gaga. Yeah. I'm so gaga.
There were a lot of people gaga last weekend. There'll be more people gaga this weekend.
Right.
And then the weekend after that.
Right. Everybody's so gaga.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good weekend. Thank you.